Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. Today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with Leanna Crawford. Learn all about her at leannacrawford.com. Leanna, thanks for hanging out today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
All right, I was reading up on you before we came on the show, and you are originally a Washington State girl. Is that correct?
That is correct, from up in the Northwest.
Up in the Northwest. And so I did a little reading on the state of Washington, and got a few little facts here we won't talk about, all right?
No more than I do.
Well, you know, sometimes I like to dig a little deep, but these are pretty easy to find. The state dance of Washington. Do you have any idea what it is?
No.
I couldn't. Well, nobody does. Like, I live in Mississippi, but nobody knows what the thing.
I did swing dancing in high school. I was one of the really cool kids, so we would go swing dancing, but that's definitely probably not the state.
It's not swing dancing, but it's weird still. It's square dancing.
In Washington?
The state dance of Washington State is the square dance.
I thought that was like a southern.
I thought so too.
You know what? They're probably like, man, we don't have anything up here. Let's just steal it from Tennessee or something.
Take it from Tennessee.
Sure, so, but I'm sure they, like, other states probably have that too. They probably were just like, we don't have anything up here. I don't know.
I need to do some research and be like, hey, we got a problem. Everybody's trying to square dance.
I'm trying to think. I think I did a square. I think I, if I'm remembering correctly, I did like a square dancing party when I was like middle school, high school.
See? And you were just living your best state life.
I didn't even know. That's so weird.
They snuck it in on you. And you're fairly recently married. I know that. And to a guy that can shoot the basketball, but your home state, and if you didn't know this, you can use this in your next argument. All right, okay. Is that your home state is home to the largest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in the world? Did you know that? Spokane.
Oh.
Hoop Fest.
I didn't know it was the largest. I know my cousins would go there every year growing up. Like,
yeah.
My uncle, big into basketball, so they would all go to Spokane. But I didn't realize it was the largest.
Yep. Largest 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Hoop Fest. Hoop Town is what Spokane's been nicknamed now, which I thought, okay, we're just making everything up.
Okay.
Washington.
Hoop Fest is what you said?
Yeah, Hoop Fest. Hoop Fest is the
term. I feel like my brother went. Maybe. I don't know. But I never went. But I didn't. That's very neat. I'm going to use that against.
See, you just hang up. You put it in your pocket.
But you don't have the biggest 3-on-3 in the world.
So you're pretty good at the basketball thing. But you know what you're not? You're not from the state with the biggest 3-on-3 tournament. So
Yeah. I might not be able to shoot a basket, but it's fine.
My home state's got it.
Yeah,
just put it in your pocket. Just when you need it. And then last but not least, it's home to the world's largest freezer. Yeah, I thought the same thing. In Richland, Washington. Do you know where Richland is?
Yeah, I do. That's where my mom grew up.
Oh, well, your mom grew up in the town with the world's largest freezer. It can hold 350 million pounds of frozen food. Isn't that wild?
What?
I know. That's what I thought.
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
I'm going to ask my mom. Sure, she probably didn't know either.
Well, she will now. So, guys, you know, you guys can square dance while playing basketball and then just get some hamburgers out of the freezer and cook them up.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh my gosh.
Crazy. Washington's always ready for a party, you know?
Yeah, always ready for a very interesting party. I'm gonna have to go find that freezer.
Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like I crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up. My blessings coming to me. The devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love that don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I'll let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine or rain. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
Back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where I was at, you just kept calling me back. Back to the table, back to my home, back to my father. My soul is remade, but even the ransom can fall on the face. When I'm drowning in questions, when I've lost the path, your love is the answer. You're calling me back, back to the table, back to my home, back to my father. Doesn't matter all the times where I've been in over my head. I'm never too far gone where your arms cannot pull me back again. Too far gone where your arms cannot pull me back.
Again, we're here with Leanna Crawford on Behind the Tunes. Learn all about her at leannacrawford.com. Well, Leanna, we're not here to talk about Washington State, as interesting as it is. We're going to talk about your journey. Leanna, what got you into music to begin with?
Oh, man. Also, sorry. I think that if you can hear that, my coffee machine is like turning off.
I heard it and I was like, that's probably me. No, it's fine. We're just listening.
Sounds like an airplane. It's so loud. It's like, I love this coffee machine, but then it turns off if you don't use it after like 30 minutes. Anyway, sorry, but that is very loud. Yes, what got me into music? I always loved music. I was like, wow, that just continues on. It does not stop.
I'm here for it. Everybody listening, that's Leanna's coffee pot.
Yeah.
And it's right there. And I saw you cut your eyes and I was like, oh good, it's not me.
That's so terrible. That's so loud.
Oh, I love it.
It's very aggressive.
This is, listen, this show, this is the living room show, Behind the Tunes, coming to you from the living rooms of the world. We get what we get.
We get what we get.
We don't pitch a fit. Sometimes it's a coffee shop. I mean, I'm a coffee thing. Yeah. But that's fine.
How did I, the question was?
What got you into music?
Look, I mean music. Oh man, I loved music as like a little child. I was always like singing. I was always like, I don't know, singing for my family. I was a little bit like, looking back, and I've said, but I was like a little obnoxious as a child, because I was just singing so much. Like, it was literally just like something I did. It was a part of me. I loved singing. And I think I just felt very like, I don't know, even from like a young age, it was just like, I feel like how I like worshiped and how I like connected to God. And then I also had a love for like just being like on stage and performing. And so I did a lot of musicals when I was little, and then like probably like 9 or 10. And then I did that through high school, and I loved all the musicals. And then I started to like songwrite middle school, high school. And then I had a moment where I would say like I really got into music. There were like several little things that happened probably, but like I started leading worship when I went to our church's youth group. And I realized I didn't really know anybody at youth group. And so I asked if I could join the worship team, and I auditioned, and I never really led worship, but they let me on. And so I started leading worship at church and like loved it. And still I was like so awkward probably, and just like standing there with, you know, like I just didn't know. But I loved it and made some friends on the worship team. And then there was like a few different moments where I was, felt like I really like was moved by like music was just how I like process things. And there's like this one specific moment, our youth group went down to Seattle. So we were like an hour north in our small little town. We went down to Seattle at the Key Arena at the time. It has a different name now. I don't know what it is, but Pastor Greg Laurie was doing like Harvest Crusade. And so we were like sitting way up top. And then at the end of his message, he gave an altar call. And I had like this perfect vantage point sitting like way up as like thousands of people flooded the floor. They had like an empty floor, and then he did the altar call, and like thousands of people flooded the floor to like accept Jesus into their hearts and like rededicate their lives. And I just like, it was so beautiful. As a 15-year-old girl, I was like watching this, and I would just like sat down and I just like broke down in tears. So how beautiful it was. And I went home that night and I wrote this song. I didn't really know guitar very good, like very well at the time at all. I still just kind of get by, but I just started playing and I wrote this song, and then I like played it at our little homeschool talent show. I was homeschooled. And that was kind of, I guess, maybe the start of it a little bit. And then when I was 16, I went on a mission trip to the country of Haiti. Our church had been going there for years and years. It's like the second biggest city, but there's like Port-au-Prince, which is mainly where like the earthquake happened in 2010. Mm-hmm. There's Cap-Haitien, which is like maybe the second biggest city. But anyways, our church had been going to that area for a long time. And so went with them. And on that trip, it was the first time that I like really spent alone time with Jesus. So I like sat up on like the rooftop of this unfinished, you know, building we were in, and the sun was coming down. It was like winter in Washington, freezing. So I was just like loving the warm weather in Haiti, if I'm being honest, but like, I would just sit up there and journal. And I felt like God would like spoke to me on that trip that I was supposed to do music, which sounds like wild. And I don't know that I would ever, even up to that point, be like, oh, I felt like, you know, God, like I heard his voice, but I just felt this such, I felt so strongly that he was saying like, I want you to do music. And I was like, that's crazy. Cause nobody does that in my little town. I don't even know what that means. And it felt like, I was like, man, this kind of feels like maybe I want to do this cause I love this. But I remember I came home and I told my mom, and my mom was like, okay, that's so amazing. Like, let's figure this out. And my parents are just like the biggest champions, and they're so sweet. So we just kind of like started taking these steps and like, you know, I guess like figuring out how to do it, but again, no idea. And so I had written all these songs. So we went down to Seattle, and these guys that were like rockers in the 70s, like recorded my songs. And it was like, it was my first time in like a real studio, and it was like so sweet and precious. And these guys just like made them like 70s rock. Like it was like, or I don't know, it was a vibe. Anyways, we continued on, and I went to a little Christian college for music business. In Washington State, because at this point I like took a year off after high school. I was like really trying to pursue music and do some other things. And I went to this little school for music business, and loved my experience there. I was there for 3 years, and kind of in the middle of being at school, I met an artist in the industry who kind of opened the door for me to come and like invite me out to Nashville. And so I started making trips during my junior year, and then my senior year of college, I ended up like moving out to Nashville, just because I felt like that was kind of the next step. And so been here for 6 years now, which is wild. But that's kind of, that was like a lot. I don't know if you wanted all of the history.
It was great. No, freaking love it.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, great. She's starting from when she was born. Literally. So you're like, we're starting back in 95.
So the doctor picked me up.
The doctor, and he was like, wow, I'm a singer. But really, that was way more than you asked for.
No.
That's a journey. I grew up like on a farm. We had horses.
Yeah.
And my job all growing up was like taking care of the horses. And my sister is 16 months younger than me. We also have two older siblings, but we would do horses together. But we're very, very close. We're all really close. But anyways, we're close. And we actually moved out to Nashville together because she couldn't have opportunity at the same time. So we've been here together for 6 years and work together and like do the whole thing. But there was a while there where I was like, it's either like horses, like I'm either going to pursue this as like a trainer and like do the thing, or I'm going to do music. And I still like ride horses. We have like two horses here in Nashville, but anyways, I just, music was the thing. So there's the history that you did not ask for, but there we have it.
So faithful. I can't even count the times, no, you came in.
thinking I knew everything. I let love in my soul. Started listening to the choir sing. When I let down all my pride, was the death that saved my life. And that's how I know the darkest night's still in with the sunrise. Cause love's got a way of bringing healing to a heartache, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Love's got a way of looking straight into the eyes of hate, still believing that a world can change. Hold on, my sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great, but love's got a way. Always give and never take. It flows with that freedom, surrendering itself away. Carves canyons through the stone, tells the rivers to run home. And that's how I know there's a hand in mine walking this long road. Love's got a way of bringing healing to a heartache, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another. Love's got a way of looking straight into the eyes of hate, still believing that a world can change. Hold on, my sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great. Love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Getting out of the way of love. I'm getting.
Cycles like a deadly medication. I try but I can't change my situation. Cause that liar comes to rob my joy. Yeah, I'm bruised but I'm not destroyed. I'm rising like an army and you're gonna hear the sound. I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul. I'm taking back what the enemy stole. What the enemy stole. Oh, you can't speak your lies over my family, no. You can't break the promises that I'm standing on.
Ain't got a flex to put you back in your place now. One name is all I gotta say, Jesus.
I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul.
You took from me in the name of the one who is peace, the one who heals our disease, the only reason that I am free. That name is Jesus, Lord of lords and King of kings. Jesus, the name that makes the demons flee. I want it all now,
of hell. Tell the devil he don't own my soul. I'm taking back what the enemy stole. The enemy stole.